Here's a story from The World.
For the first time in more than 25 years, Israel could seal a historic diplomatic deal with an Arab country. President Trump made the announcement today. Israel and the United Arab Emirates will establish full normalization of relations. As part of that deal, Israel has agreed to suspend annexation plans in the West Bank. Martin Indyk is a former U.S. ambassador to Israel. Currently, he's a distinguished fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. So, Ambassador, the statement Trump released today reads that the sides reached the agreement today, but teams from both countries will only meet in the coming weeks to actually sign bilateral agreements on things like opening embassies and security cooperation. President Trump is calling this a peace deal, but is that what it actually is?
Well, it's really a normalization deal. I don't think there's any peace treaty to be signed here, but what's important is that there will be a full normalization of relations, and that means ambassadors, embassies in both capitals, and establishment of direct communication, including direct flights and a host of other agreements that they seem to have in mind to negotiate. There's no formal conflict between the UAE and Israel to actually end. But the fact that an Arab Gulf state is fully normalizing its relationship with Israel is the real breakthrough here.
So Israel and the UAE have not had official relations. Both sides have hinted at unofficial cooperation, though, for years now. So what has been the relationship between the two countries, and what changes now, actually?
Well, there's been a great deal of cooperation under the table, as it were, for about 10 years now, since Israel and the UAE developed a common interest in dealing with the threat that they both saw from Iran. This has been enhanced in recent years by a common concern about Turkey as well. That's what's been driving this. What's been holding it up is the Arab consensus up until today that normalization should not go ahead absent progress, if not a deal, between Israel and the Palestinians. And instead, what's happened today is that's been turned on its head. That is to say, in return for no annexation, there would be full normalization. So the UAE can claim that it's protecting the Palestinian interests from the annexation that Netanyahu was previously determined to go ahead with.
And yet I saw Hanan Ashrawi, who's a member of the PLO Executive Committee, today tweeting, "May you never be sold out by your friends." So is this a signal by the Gulf states that they're distancing themselves from the Palestinian cause?
Yes, and I can imagine that Palestinians do feel a sense of betrayal, but they should have never gotten themselves up on the high branch of this tree over opposing normalization. The best solution for them is the solution that they tried in the past and that they should try again, which is to deal directly with Israel. But I do think that for some time now, the Gulf Arabs have felt that they no longer should hold their own relations with Israel hostage to the Palestinians. And so I do think that we could see others following in the wake of the Emiratis, perhaps Bahrain, perhaps Oman. I don't think Saudi Arabia yet, but you never know in that regard.
Martin Indyk, many are going to see this as a foreign policy win for Donald Trump going into the November election, but are you confident in calling it today a win? And what do you make of the timing?
Well, the timing is highly political. The Trump peace plan was going nowhere, and the annexation had become politically fraught. And so I think that he will claim some credit for this. It doesn't resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but it does help to cement Israel's relations with an important Gulf Arab country, and that's important for Israel. I think it's important for the UAE. Eventually, it will prove to be, I think, important for peace.
Martin Indyk is a former U.S. ambassador to Israel and also a U.S. special envoy for the Israeli-Palestinian negotiations. Currently, he's a distinguished fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. Ambassador, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.